Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Emily Plagman. Good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning.
Well, this time of the year, 4-H'ers and FFA members are in the spotlight,
yes.
And that includes you. Are you an FFA member also?
Yes.
All right, so you are one busy person at this time. And we want to talk a bit about the Cass County Fair that is coming up, and that's where you're going to be exhibiting. Starts on July 25th. So I want to talk about 4-H in general, but let's talk specifically about fair first. What are the projects that you're bringing to the Cass County Fair?
Well, for livestock, I am bringing 4 pigs, but for the building exhibits, I am bringing 3 outfits. One that I sewed, then one that I bought new, and then one that I bought used.
Oh, I love that. Some people call it $15 challenge.
Yes.
And I'm just amazed what you can find. How much did you spend?
I spent $5.
Amazing. Is that fun? Is it? You enjoy
yes.
that? Yeah. And it's, like I say, I'm always just shocked. I've judged one in Audubon County the other day, and the girl brought her dress for 99 cents. Yeah, the dress. And it was a dressy dress. It was amazing. But that's part of the challenge, because that's why it's called that. And Emily, you also are sewing something. That's sort of unusual anymore.
Yeah. So this year I am sewing a whole outfit. So I sewed a sweatshirt, a shirt that goes underneath it, and a pair of leggings.
Wow, very good. Well, good luck with all that. You are among the few anymore who actually sew. And that's such a skill to have, even if you don't make all your clothes. It's
yes.
such a skill to have. So good for you. Let's talk a little more about your swine. What breed are they? What's kind of special about them?
They're all crossbreds, and I have 2 Barrows and 2 Gilts, and
okay.
2 in FFA and 2 in 4-H.
All right. And did you have any trouble getting them to make weight or anything?
No, this year we're all good.
All right. Very good. And I'm guessing you might have some other activities at the fair?
Yes, I'm going to be participating in livestock judging. And I'm going to be doing an educational presentation at the fair, and then I'm going to do the fashion review modeling.
Mm-hmm. What's your presentation about?
It's about Aussies, Australian Shepherds.
Oh, and you own one of those or
I
more?
I own 2.
2. All right. Well, that should be really interesting. Are you bringing them as part of your demonstration? Or is that, you don't
I
know
want
yet?
To.
Yeah, of course. And the audience would love that. But,
yes.
you know, I'm sure you get a little concerned. How are they going to behave in front of people and all that sort of thing?
Yes.
But people would obviously love that. You know, dogs and kids, people love. So you'd have their attention. So, Emily, let's kind of look back in terms of total 4-H and FFA. Why has it been important to you? Why do you keep doing all this stuff and spending your time?
Because I love being outside and love being with animals and outside with the agriculture.
Okay, so that's your main goal, your main one, even though you do some inside things. And have you always shown swine, or have you shown some other livestock?
I've always shown some swine, but in the past I've shown some cattle, and for 2 years I showed lambs.
All right, so you've had some experience across the board.
Yes.
Is one of those easier to get ready for fair and easier to show?
I feel like pigs are easier because, like, I've worked with them longer, but cattle are definitely easy too, and then sheep, they're easy if you only get like one a year.
They have a mind of their own, don't they?
Yes.
Once they head in the direction they want to go, it's like, watch out,
yes.
here I go. So what have you learned from those livestock projects? You could pick out one of those, but, you know, just kind of overall, what are some of the things you learn with livestock projects?
Time management and stuff like that. Because if you have more than one species, you have to figure out how you're going to do all your stuff with also taking care of your animals.
Mm-hmm. And what about choosing feed and choosing, I don't know, bedding and choosing all the things that go with them? What about those kinds of things?
You have to choose a feed that fits well with their body. So if you want to correct something on, like, a pig, you can feed it into them, and then it corrects it.
Excellent. And what about getting pigs ready for fair? I know cattle, it's lots of clipping and washing and so on. Same thing true with hogs?
For our pigs, we clipped them the other day, but, like, I put an oil on them, so it helps their skin and hair look good.
Okay. Little sheen there, just like people. You got to dress them up a little
yes.
bit. And Do they ever do anything ornery? You know, you get them here and they're in a different place, different time.
For the most part, no, but there's always the one pig that wants to get out and run.
They're like other livestock, so great. And Emily, let's talk about, and I want to really include FFA. I mean, livestock is part of your FFA project, too. So yes. As you look at those projects, and you've said you love being outdoors and so on, but why is that important, not only to you, but is that important to other people?
Yes, it's important to a lot of people within our 4-H chapter, 4-H club and our FFA chapter.
Yeah. So, but you have the choice of lots of other projects in both of those.
Yes.
Yeah. FFA, I think, I always used to think that's just livestock, but they've really broadened out also.
Yes.
Do you have somebody in your chapter that does gardening or crops or goats or?
Yes. We have some people that do show some goats. And yeah,
that's become lots more popular too, hasn't it? Yeah, chickens, rabbits, goats, it's all there at the county fair. I also was remembering, and this relates to livestock, a special project, a service project you did related to cattle. Just remind us a bit about that.
I did a project called Coins for Cows, and what I did for that project was there was a wildfire last year down in southwest Kansas, and it burned up about over 8,000 acres of land. So what I did was I raised money and to help the people down there, and I raised over $6,000 to help.
And they were happy.
Yes, they were very happy and thankful.
Yes. So and I'm sure that's part of your reward, was kind of getting the feeling from them.
Yes.
Yes. Well, let's go back in time, Emily. I understand you began in 4-H when you were in third grade, and that would have been in Discovery. What are some of the things you remember from then?
I remember taking my projects to the building, and then one year I cross-stitched my name, and then I put it in a frame for my room, and I remember I got like a little gold star on it.
That's right. Everybody gets green ribbons for everything, but there's a few special ones.
Yes.
Yes. Well, it's amazing to me what, now it's kindergarten through third grade, what those young people can do. Do you have an opportunity to work with some of those young people, young
kids? I have a few of the Clover kids in my 4-H club that I like to help out.
And probably, what kinds of things do you do with them?
If they need help in like a project or with their animals, I'm there to help them out with anything that they need.
Okay. They go, there's the girl with experience. I want to talk to her. And that's great. And you know what, Emily? Those young people will remember you forever. So you have to stay a good mentor, because they will remember you, you know, when they're 30. They'll still remember that. Let's see, what was her name? Emily. That's the girl that helped me when I was in 4-H or FFA. So it's a really important thing, Emily. What about, we talked about your specific service. What about your club in general? Do they do some service projects?
Yeah, every year we go to the Highland Cemetery and we clean that up. And then we work at the volunteer to fire department for their Valentine's Day supper. And then we just do little jobs around the community to help out.
Mm-hmm. Good. And that's something that I think 4-H clubs have done. I'm not sure about FFA. Does FFA do community service?
Every now and then. I remember our chapter, last year, our chapter went down to the library and helped clean up the library. And
their special project they had going on, all that cleanup stuff they were doing, that was big. Good, good. And that also looks good on a resume, doesn't it, Emily? Are you thinking about resumes yet?
No, not yet.
You have a couple years to kind of really put that together. What are you thinking as you look ahead? I mean, you know, your life can go a lot of different ways, but kind of what are you thinking?
I'm thinking I want to be something in ag business or ag communications.
So stay connected with agriculture.
Yes.
And where do you think you might want to do that?
I don't know. I want to go to Iowa State, but that's expensive. So I don't know. I might go to Northwest in Missouri.
Oh, well. Save those pennies, go to Iowa State. I'm a little prejudiced, but I also know they have a great reputation, so it's a good place to go. So, Emily, you're helping kids with specific projects here, but as you look back over your experience, What are some of the things that you really want them to accomplish besides doing well showing an animal or taking care of an animal?
I want them just to enjoy the county fair and enjoy being with their friends and their family and working with their animals.
Okay. Are you ready for the Cass County Fair?
Yes.
She says yes with a smile. I don't know. Most 4-H'ers have a few things they have to just kind of wait till the last minute, Emily. So thank you so much for visiting with us. Good luck at, not good luck, best wishes, because luck has nothing to do with it, actually. It's your work and how somebody is looking at that work. So best wishes for the Cass County Fair and your continued work in 4-H and FFA.
Thank you.
Until next time, you know, here's that 4-H motto, to make the best better.